USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Republicans Tuesday block sweeping legislation on election and campaign finance reforms that Democrats said is crucial to ensuring voting rights and saving democracy. But the GOP blasted as a partisan power grab and noted voter ID is not included, something a majority of American voters on both sides of the aisle want. The Department of Justice on Tuesday seized 36 news website domains linked to Iran's government for spreading disinformation as part of a propaganda campaign. The Department of Justice said in an emailed statement it took action against 33 websites used by the Iranian Islamic Radio and Television Union and three others operated by the Iran-backed Hezbollah militia. New York City mayoral candidate Eric Adams was the early frontrunner after polls closed on Tuesday to represent the Democrats in November's general election. The winner won't be announced for some time. The Board of Elections won't tally absentee ballots until July 6th. USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.